Merry Christmas once again.
圣诞节快乐。
It's so good to gather together as God's people to celebrate Christ's birth.
今天我们很高兴能够大家聚在一起来庆祝耶稣基督的诞生。
Today we celebrate our God who loved us so much that he left his glory in heaven.
今天我们庆祝我们的神，他是如此的爱我们，他已是离开了他在天上的荣耀。
He became a human in Jesus Christ, lived among us, and bore the penalty for our sin on the cross so that we may enter a relationship with God.
他变成了人，叫耶稣基督，活在我们中间，并且他为我们的罪死在十字架上，担当了我们的刑罚，使我们能够跟神建立了关系。
Christmas is more than beautiful songs, expensive gifts, and family reunions.
圣诞节的意义远比美妙的歌曲、贵重的礼物以及家人的团聚的意义更加的深远。
In the presence of our humble Lord, Christmas shatters our pride, reveals our helplessness, and calls us to look in humility to Jesus Christ.For salvation for our sin and for restoration in our relationships with God and with one another.
在我们谦卑的主面前，圣诞节使我们的骄傲得到粉碎，显示出我们的无助，并且呼吁我们谦卑的仰望耶稣基督为我们的罪成就的救恩，同时也恢复我们与神的关系和人的关系。
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
Almighty God, today we remember your love.
天上的父，我们在这里纪念到你对我们的爱。
And we thank you for coming to earth and taking on our flesh.
我们谢谢你，你道成肉身来到这个世上。
For living among us as our Savior.
住在我们中间，成为我们的救主。
And then going to the cross to pay the penalty for our sin.
然后又被钉死在十字架上，为担当了我们的罪。
We worship you, Jesus, today, and we thank you.
我们在这里敬拜你，我们在这里祷告。
In your name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Several years ago, I met a Christmas child.
在几年前，我碰到一位在圣诞节时候生的小孩。
Okay. It was late January and I was in India.
那时候大概是在一月的月底，我那时候在印度。
A decade earlier, I'd helped an old friend start a ministry for those who are dying on the street in Delhi.
在大概十年前，我帮助一位老朋友，他开始一项事工。那就是在印度的德里街头服侍那些正要死去的人。
Since the last time I'd been there, my friend's ministry had saved the lives of hundreds of people and had grown to become a Christian community filled with former drug addicts, injured and disabled patients, street kids and tuberculosis sufferers.
自从我上次到了那里之后，我的朋友他的事工已经拯救了上百的人。那事工也发展成为一个基督之家，专门收容以前的毒瘾犯、受伤或残缺的居民、街头的小孩，有患这些肺结核的。那天我回到那里，那个圣诞小孩正好来了。
The day I returned to our ministry, the Christmas child arrived.
那天我回到那里的时候，那一位小孩就来了。
You see, about 1 month earlier, around Christmas time, a young woman from the slums of Delhi had given birth to a baby girl, probably in the street or in a city park.
大概在一个月前，也就是在圣诞节的时候，一位年轻的妇人在德里的贫民窟生了一位小孩，可能是在街上或者是在那个公园里生的。
Her husband could not help her because months earlier he had been arrested and thrown into prison in Delhi.
她的丈夫在几个月前被抓进了监狱里面，所以不能够帮助她。
Lacking food, shelter, and any medical care whatsoever, illness soon threatened her family.
因为缺乏食物，也没有住的地方， 也没有任何的医疗的照顾，所以他们一家很快就病了。
Her malnourished two-year-old son could not hear because infections had burst both of his eardrums.
他那个营养不良两岁的儿子因为耳膜炎而失去了听力。
Her own health had deteriorated rapidly after the birth of her child, and she had nowhere to turn.
那她自己的身体也在产后很快速的恶化，而她没有地方可以去。
Finally, an acquaintance of hers told her about our ministry that helps those in desperate need.
那最后有一位熟人告诉她我们的事工，那告诉她我们可以帮助她。
As they ventured, though, across the city in the hour-long bus ride on just a city bus, her strength completely failed, and she died in that crowded bus.
当他们一个母亲带着两个孩子在经过这个德里的街头的大概一两个小时的车程当中，她已经是有气无力，最后死在拥挤的这公车上。
Her body arrived with her two small children.
最后到我们这个事工中心的是她的尸体跟两个孩子。
I spent hours caring for this tiny, beautiful child who would never know her mother.
我花了几个小时在照顾这漂亮的孩子，她没有看到她自己的母亲。
She was healthy because she had been nursed on the nutrients that her mother had also needed to survive.
这孩子是很健康的，因为他的妈妈把他所有的营养都给了他。
Her mother died, giving life to her child.
他的妈妈缺乏营养，把营养给了他而死去了，把生命给了他。
That day, I realized that I will never meet anyone more important than that little girl.
那一天，我认识到这位小孩是对我是这么的重要。
The mother's sacrifice reveals the child's intrinsic, unspeakably great worth.
她的妈妈的牺牲显示她有不可衡量的自有的这个价值。
I also realized that day that each of us, whether we know it or not, are a lot like that little girl.
那我也体会到我们跟很多人也跟这孩子一样，不管我们喜欢或不喜欢。
We too are desperately poor, on the verge of death, heading helplessly towards destruction.
我们也是极度的贫穷，在死亡的边缘，无助的走向死亡。
More than anything else, we need a savior to save us from our sin, our hopelessness, our broken relationships, and our despair.
更进一步的，我们需要一位来拯救我们的罪，我们是毫无希望。而且我们的关系是破裂的，也是无助的。
Christ's coming to earth reminds us that we need someone outside of ourselves, and in this way, Christ's coming shatters our pride.
基督来到世上，提醒我们，我们需要一位高于我们的，正是这样的基督来破碎我们的骄傲。
At the same time, Christ's coming to earth for those who have the humility to understand teaches us.That we are immeasurably valuable to God, who chose to enter our human condition in Jesus Christ, bear our sin on the cross, and die in our place, so that we could be united to God in relationship.
同时，对于那些能够谦卑的、明白的，圣诞节也告诉我们，我们在神的眼中是无比的贵重。他选择了从耶稣基督进入我们人的样式，担当我们的罪。死在我们的位置上，使我们可以跟他建立关系，从今直到永远。
Christmas shatters our pride, but then it raises up the humble.
圣诞节破碎了我们个人的骄傲，但是它提升了那些谦卑的人。
Mary understood this.
玛利亚很明白这个道理。
When she visited her cousin Elizabeth after receiving God's prophecy about the birth of Christ, she sang a song of praise, one of the most elegant hymns in all of Scripture, called the Magnificat.
当她知道关于基督诞生的启示之后，她唱了这一首的赞歌，是圣经里面非常优美的诗歌中的一首， 是我心尊主为大。
She declares, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant.
他说，我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐，因为他顾念他使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称你我为有福。
Throughout the book of Luke, we see this theme of the great reversal again and again, in which the first are becoming last, and the last are becoming first, the proud are being brought low, and the humble are being exalted.
在这个整本路加福音里面，我们一次又一次的看到这个大翻转的这个主题，最前的要变为最后，最后的要变为最前，骄傲的降卑，卑贱的要高升。
God repeatedly demonstrates his great love for outcasts, those who know their need of him.
神再一次的，每次重复的在让我们看到我们这个骄傲的降卑，卑微的高升。
Mary goes on in verses 51 through 53. God has scattered those who are proud in their innermost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty.
玛利亚继续的唱道说，他用膀臂施展大能，那狂傲的人正心里妄想，就被他赶散了。他叫有权柄的失位，叫卑微的升高，叫饥饿的得饱美食，叫富足的空手回去。
Now this theme is found throughout Scripture. In both James 4:6 and 1 Peter 5:5, we read, God opposes the proud, but he shows favor to the humble.
这个主题在圣经的经文里面重复的出现。在雅各书四章六节跟彼得一书五章五节里面讲到，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Now why does God oppose the proud?
为什么神要阻挡骄傲的人呢？
Because they do not think that they need God.
因为他们不认为他们需要神。
They feel strong because of their personal talents, education, wealth, or influence.
因为他们觉得他们自己的才能、知识、财富和影响力感觉到自己很强大。
God loves them just as much as he loves the humble, the poor, and the outcast, but their pride holds them back from God.
其实神爱他们，正如神爱贫穷的人一样。卑微的人和离弃的人一样，但是他们的骄傲阻挡了他们依靠神。
Their pride must be shattered before they will ever turn to God and receive the salvation that He offers to them.
他们的骄傲必须被破碎，他们才能够回归神，他们才能够接受神的救恩。
In one of his short stories, the author O. Henry invites us to follow a young thief named Morley, through one evening's adventures across the streets of New York.
有一位作家的一个小故事叫 O. Henry, 在他的一个小故事里面，他讲到有一个小偷叫莫里，在夜里漫游在纽约的这个街道上。
Impeccably dressed and well-spoken, Morley has learned to identify the gullible around him and to manipulate them for his own gain.
莫里的衣着非常的好，他言行有礼，他也学会了识别那些很容易轻信的人，来为自己的私利来操纵他们。
As the evening unfolds, he cheats a minister, swindles a young boy buying medicine for his mother, and robs an old man lost in the big city looking for his son.
当这个夜幕低垂的时候，他曾经欺骗过一个传道人，然后他又花尽了一个小男孩为他妈妈买药的这个钱。另外，他也抢劫过一个在大城市寻找儿子的这个老人家。
Morley then spends his dishonest gain on cigars, hotels, and luxurious living.
莫里将他不诚实的收入用在抽雪茄，住这个豪华的旅馆，过奢华的生活。
As the evening wears on, Morley becomes happier and happier, full of pride and self-admiration for the way he can siphon off money from the unsuspecting passerbys on the streets of New York.
每当这个黑夜来临的时候，莫里就越来就非常的高兴，因为他从来不怀疑自己能够赚钱的这个本领，他越来越骄傲，越来越自满。
But then, at the end of his night of stealing, as he's walking back to his hotel, in the distance he sees a young woman that he had known 8 years beforehand in his small town where he grew up, the girl that he would sit next to each day at school.
有一天晚上当他欺骗完这个这些陌生人之后，他走路回到他旅馆的时候，在远远他看到一位他8年前在他家乡认识的一个女孩，这个女孩是曾经跟他在学校里面是同坐在一起的，她穿着白色的这个裙子，眼睛清洁纯洁，直直的看着前方。
From a distance, he sees her clear and pure eyes that look neither to the right or the left as she waits on a street corner for a car in a white dress.
这个女孩穿着很洁白的衣服，眼睛看着前方，正在等车子。
And suddenly, memories of the innocent days of his youth fill his mind.
突然间，他感觉到他年轻时候的这些清白的这个记忆充满在他的心。他心里感到很羞愧。
Flooded with shame, he avoids her and ducks down a side street, running down the street, and then he stops at a lamppost and leans his head against the cold steel, and he prays, God, I wish I could die.
他看到这种情形，他就避免跟这个女孩来见面，他冲到旁边的一个街道，把头靠在一个冰冷的这个柱子灯柱上，他向神祷告说，神啊，我希望我死去。
Suddenly, in that moment, Morley sees himself as he truly is.
突然间在那个时候，莫里看到他真实的自己。
Only when our pride is shattered, when we see the foul sinfulness of our own hearts, only when we recognize our need, our desperate need for a Savior, will we be able to humbly receive the gift of salvation and forgiveness that Jesus came to earth to offer each one of us.
只有当我们的骄傲被破碎，当我们看到我们的这样的罪恶，我们才会认识到我们是如此的需要一位救主，我们才能够谦卑地接受耶稣的这个救赎，和神和好。
God shatters our pride so that he can then have mercy upon us as those who have learned the humility of our need for him.
神破碎我们的骄傲，这样他才能够赐恩给我们，我们也可以学会谦卑地需要我们的神。
Mary declares that God sees, blesses, and lifts up the humble, filling the hungry with good things.
玛利亚宣告神看见赐福，升高谦卑的用美食来喂饱那些饥饿的。
We see her words fulfilled in the experience of the shepherds on the night Jesus was born, who are outside of Bethlehem in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night.
我们看见他的话在耶稣降生的伯利恒那个晚上实现。那个晚上，这个牧羊人在那里牧羊，看守羊群。
We are so used to calling Christ our good shepherd and to calling our ministers pastors, which is actually a term taken from Latin, which means shepherd, that we forget just how shameful it actually was to be a shepherd in the first century, and just how surprising it is that God would announce the birth of his son to people like this.
我们已经习惯叫基督为好牧人，叫我们的传道人为牧人。其实牧人这个词在是从拉丁文的这个牧人当中过来的。我们忘记了在以色列的这个第一世纪，作为一个牧人，牧羊人是很卑微的工作。
Being a shepherd was one of the lowest jobs you could have in that society.
在当时，成为一个牧羊人是一个最卑微的一个工作。
As a shepherd, not only were you ceremonially unclean, that means you could not participate fully in religious events, but you were also seen as an untrustworthy individual.
在那个时代，一个牧羊人是被认为在当初以色列人这些敬拜的礼仪上是不洁净的，而且牧羊人也是不受信任的。
In a court of law, your testimony would not count for much.
在法庭上，牧羊人的证词也不是被重视的。
By human standards, God chose the outcasts, those despised by the rest of society, to receive the announcement of our Savior's birth and then to proclaim it to all the people.
神拣选了被世人鄙视的人来宣扬救主诞生的信息给所有的人。
Do not be afraid, the angel declares. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
Today in the town of Bethlehem, a Savior is born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生的救主就是主基督。
Luke tells us that suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace on those for whom his favor rests.
路加告诉我们为什么神将这样的这个信息带给那个被鄙视的人。
Now, why would God make this announcement to the lowly and despised when there are plenty of rich, powerful, influential, and respectable people living nearby?
为什么神要这样子做呢？把这个耶稣诞生的信息告诉那些是被众人鄙视的人，因为当时在周围有许多富有的、有权势的、被尊敬的，但是为什么神要这样子做呢？
Perhaps these shepherds, alone in the fields at night, understood more than others their tremendous need for a Savior. Maybe they understood their true condition before God, which is one of helplessness and desperate need.
可能牧羊人在夜晚的这个旷野里面明白他们自己在神面前真实的光景，那就是知道自己是无助、绝望的。对这样的人，神乐意将他们在他里面不可衡量的价值启示给他们。
To such people, God delights in showing them how immeasurably valuable they are to Him.
对这样的人，神再次将他在里面不可衡量的这些价值启示给他们。
The Renaissance scholar Meretus was well known even as a young man.
在这文艺复兴时代，有一位学者叫马瑞塔斯的，在年轻的时候就很有名了。
He had taught in several renowned universities and had even lectured before the king and queen of France.
他在几所很有名的大学里面当教授，甚至在巴黎的国王跟王后都听过他的课。
However, he fell upon hard times and spent a period of his life wandering penniless through the Italian countryside.
但是他有一段时间他遭遇了困境，他身无分文，在意大利的街头上流浪。
Eventually, he was restored and sought out by kings once more, but history tells us of one event that happened during his desperate years of wandering.
最后呢，国王把他找到，然后恢复了他的身份，但是在这历史故事里面告诉我们他有一段很绝望的这个时期的一个小故事。
Upon entering a certain town, he became severely ill and so was taken to a hospital for the poor.
在一个城里面，他有一次病得很重，然后就被人送到一个给穷人的医院里面。
The doctors who examined him had no idea that this man before him, who looked like a beggar, was actually a famous professor of classical Latin.
为他看病的那个大夫不知道他是谁，更不知道这个像个乞丐的这个人是一个有名的这个拉丁文的一个教授。
And so they discussed his condition in front of him, using Latin, which only an educated person would understand.
因此这些医生们在他的面前用拉丁语在讨论他的病情，而当初这个拉丁语只有那些受过教育的人才明白的。
Soon though, Miletus was shocked to hear them talking about using him for medical experiments since he was such a worthless wanderer.
不久之后他听到这个学者很惊讶地听到这医生们想把他当作一个医学的这个实验，因为这医生们说他是一个没有价值的一个流浪汉。
Now there's a lesson here.
在这里我们学到一个功课。
Always be careful what you say in front of the ragged, ignorant people around you.
当你在一个衣衫褴褛、无知的人面前说话的时候，要很小心。
Who knows? I may understand Chinese better than you think.
谁知道我的中文可能比你们想象中的要好。
After listening to these doctors discuss his fate, Miletus politely interrupted them in Latin.
当这个学者听到这医生们在讨论他的这个病情跟要决定他的命运的之后，这个马瑞他是用拉丁语很有礼貌的去跟他们说。
And he said this, call no man worthless for whom Christ died.
他说你们不要认为任何人都是没有价值的，因为这些都是耶稣为他们受死的。
He did not say, I'm a great professor of Latin, don't kill me. He said, I am a man for whom Christ died.
他并没有对这医生们说，我是一个伟大的拉丁学者，而他说，我是一个有价值的，是耶稣基督为我死的一个人。
The great Miletus, whose pride and glory had been shattered, understood what only the humble know, which is that his source of worth and value was that Jesus loves him, that Jesus came to earth for him, and that Jesus died on the cross for him.
这位伟大的这个马瑞塔斯，他的骄傲跟荣耀被粉碎了之后，他真正明白了只有谦卑的人明白的事情，那就是他的价值源于爱他的耶稣。耶稣来到世上，死在这十字架上。
Before such great and glorious news, what does worldly success even matter?
在这个荣耀的信息里面，信息面前，世人的成就又算得了什么呢？
Call no man worthless for whom Christ died.
不要认为任何人是没有价值的，因为这些是耶稣为他死的。
Perhaps God chose shepherds to receive the good news of Christ's birth because few others would even believe where the Messiah was laying.
可能选择这个牧羊人来宣扬基督降生这个大好的信息，是因为没有别的人会相信。
The King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
这个万王之王，万主之主。
The image of the invisible God by whom all things were created.
无形的神的形象，万物都是借着他生的。
In whom the fullness of God dwells in bodily form.
神丰盛都住在他里边，会降生在马槽里。
The glorious King and Lord of heaven and of earth.
这个最伟大最重要的这个王。
Was laying in a feeding trough for farm animals.
是降生在这个马槽里面。
The greatest and most glorious news of all was given to social outcasts, despised shepherds, in order to match the great humbling by which our glorious God humbled himself, came to earth, and was born as one of us to save us from our sins.
耶稣基督他自己取了人的形象，使我们可以得到拯救。而这个最大最重要的信息是传给被社会离弃的，跟伟大的这个降卑的可以比拟。
Christ humbled himself by taking on human flesh in order to save those who are willing to humble themselves by acknowledging their need for a savior and by turning to him in repentance and faith.
耶稣基督他自己 他取了人的形象，使我们可以得到拯救。只要我们愿意谦卑地承认我们需要他为救主，悔改相信并转向他，那些自满骄傲的强壮的绝不会听这样的一个信息。
Those who are self-satisfied, proud and strong will never hear this message. But to those who are broken and desperate for God, Christ's coming is such good news. Indeed, the very best news of great joy.
那些自满的、骄傲的、强壮的，绝对不会听这个信息。但是那些破碎无助的，才会为基督来临是个好消息，确实是最好的消息，大喜的这个消息。
Are there any of us here today who are proud? Proud of what we've achieved, proud of our strength or our success?
今天我们当中有没有骄傲的呢？有没有为自己所有的而感到骄傲的呢？
Let Christ's birth shatter our pride.
让耶稣基督的诞生来破碎我们的骄傲。
Let Christ's birth teach us of our continual, desperate need for a Savior to save us from our sin.
让基督的诞生来教我们持续的、绝对的需要拯救我们的罪，让他也教我们。
Let it teach us that we do not only need a Savior at the moment of conversion, but at every moment along the way during our Christian lives.
让他也教我们，我们不仅在转变的时候需要、基督，而且在我们基督徒、路上每一步都需要他。
Let Christmas teach us to surrender our lives to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
让圣诞节提醒我们，将我们的生命的主权交给耶稣基督。
Are there any of us here today who are broken?
在我们今天当中有没有是破碎的呢？
Are there any of us here today who know that we need a Savior?
在我们当中有没有一位知道我们是需要救主的呢？
Are there any who are outcast, rejected, or alone?
我们是不是有无家可归的，被人拒绝的，或是孤单的呢？
Today, on Christmas, and every day, Christ draws near to those who are humble and poor, and he offers love, forgiveness, and joyful good news.
今天，基督将卑微的、贫穷的带到前面来，将他的爱、饶恕和喜乐跟好消息赐给他们。
Let us together humble ourselves before our Lord today. Turn to Jesus Christ and allow him to raise us up in fellowship with God and in newness of life.
今天让我们谦卑我们自己，来转向耶稣基督，让他在我们跟他的新生命里面跟他来交通，来提升我们。
Would you pray with me?
大家来跟我们一起来祷告。
Jesus, we admit our need for you today.
主耶稣基督，我们在你的面前认识到我们需要你。
We need you more than anything else in life.
我们需要你远远超过我们在生活上的任何的需要。
And Lord, we look to you to be our Savior, to save us from our sin, from our pride, from our despair.
主耶稣，我们向你仰望。我们向你祈求，你来拯救我们，你来拯救我们的我们的骄傲。
We confess our sin to you today, and we look to you as our Savior and Lord.
我们在你的面前来认罪，我们来认你为我们个人的救主。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.